Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. One of the questions I get quite often is, are there common parts that everybody has? Yes, and I would say, I think there are some commonalities to a lot of people's parts. One of my favorite quotes is, there are only so many ways to be human. And while we are individuals, which mean we are unique in our own way, there are many commonalities and some common parts that we might have. One of my favorite parts that you've probably heard me talk about are inner critics. And almost everybody I've ever met has an inner critic or two. And generally, you also have a part or two that hates your inner critic, right? Wishes it would go away. I get that. So Jay Early, in his work, Self-Therapy, A Step-by-Step Guide to Creating Wholeness and Healing Your Inner Child Using IFS, he has some parts that he sees as common. And so I thought I would share with you what his are and what my take has been if I've seen these parts. And the answer is yes, I've seen them. Judgmental parts. And these are generally, you know, we would tend to see these as managers in the IFS system. Let me back up. In IFS, we see that our parts are proactive managers. They're trying to help us look good, get through life. You know, they had me get my hair looking okay. They're not exactly thrilled. But you know, my hair's okay, right? So that's a part that wanted me to look a certain way, had me put lipstick on so that you could see my face. And those are what we would call proactive managers. They're the ones that get me up in the morning. They're the ones that have me go exercise. They're the ones that have me eat healthy food. They're my proactive managers. They want me to look good. They want to help me through life. We also have reactive managers, which IFS calls firefighters. And our firefighters are those that they want to put out the flames of the pain that happen if our exiles, the third type of parts that we in IFS say we have, get triggered. And so if we get wounded, our exiles get triggered, and the proactive managers cannot get the job done and the pain is there, the firefighters will come in reactively and they will do whatever it takes to put out the pain. They will stop the pain. They will put out the fire of the pain. And they do that through lots of different ways. Drinking, food, they eat, they numb out and watch TV for hours and hours or play video games for hours and hours. They can do more destructive things like take on gambling debt, cutting. There's so many things that they can do. So those are the three types of parts that we believe we have in internal family systems: our proactive managers, our reactive managers or firefighters, and then our inner children parts that are hurt, our exiles, the wounded parts of us. So generally, this list that I'm going to walk through that Jay Early says that are common parts are generally our managers or firefighters. But I'll kind of walk through that. So the first ones he mentions are judgmental parts. These are parts that are critical. They can be critical about ourselves, which is what I would call an inner critic, or they could be externally critical about other people in your life. Or I definitely have a part that will eyeball people's shopping carts at the grocery store and look at all the processed food, and it's silently judging them. I think another good example, I think I've done this in the past. I don't do it as much anymore, but I've certainly seen the t-shirt that says, I am silently judging your grammar. So we know people that are judgmental, correct? We ourselves are probably judgmental. And so that is a list of common. And I would like to point out, for people that you think are judgmental, like with a big J, that is a part of them. It's not all of who they are. Just like if you have a judgy part, that's not all of who you are. It is a part of you. So that is a common part that a lot of people have. Now, avoiders. Avoiders can be firefighters. You know, these are the parts that want us to binge watch TV. These are the parts that they can cause this daydreamy thing. I start to read a book and suddenly I can't keep my eyes open. Maybe I'm actually going to go to sleep now. So these are parts that help. Their strategies are to help us avoid something because they're fearful of pain or they don't want us to do it. But generally there's fear underneath that. They distract you. You can become spacey. You go, oh, suddenly I have to go to sleep when 5 minutes ago, you were not sleepy at all. I've totally had that. So look out for those parts. Those are called avoider parts. And they can often be what we would call firefighters. They're trying to stop the pain. And then almost everybody has the next one, intellectualizers. Many of us use our brains to help us cope with the situations in our childhood that were difficult for whatever reason. And we have thinker parts. We have parts that are convinced they are self. I had an amazing client once who, her thinker was called Analytica. I loved that. That was one of my favorite names for a part. But we all have these parts, these intellectualizer parts or these thinker parts. They're doing their dead level best to help you. And they've probably been doing it for a very long time. Maybe they used academics to help you get springboard out of whatever your family of origin story was. But these parts work really hard. All of these parts are valuable, but sometimes our intellectualizers have a hard time stepping back and allowing us to get self-energy. They're convinced they are self. Then we have impatient parts. These are parts that wish all this healing crap would have happened like that yesterday. Why is this taking so long? What on earth is going on here? They are in a hurry. They move faster, move faster, move faster. They have agendas. They want to move quicker. And so know that those are also common parts that people have. I certainly have my impatient parts. The next parts that I'm going to talk about show up probably as what IFS we would call exiles. They feel inadequate. They feel unworthy. They feel like that nothing is ever good enough. They cannot be what you want them to be. These parts feel judged, and they always feel like they come up wanting. And so anything we can do to send them love and let them know that we care for them, I suggest you do that. Then we have parts that are skeptical. And I often, with brand new clients, I hear this. Am I just making this up? Hi, skeptic. Yes. Often we have parts that are very skeptical. They don't trust easily. They think we're making this up. They don't think this part's work is real. And I hear them. They're very concerned about, you know, what's happening. And they can undermine you because they won't relax enough to let you actually do the work with your parts. But they're really trying to protect you. They are really concerned that you're going to be hoodwinked or that somebody's taking advantage of you. So notice when you have skeptics, totally okay. They're welcome here as well. And of course, my favorite, inner critics. Quite often our inner critics show up because they're also trying to help us. And how they're doing that is they're trying to keep us small. They don't want us to end up getting kicked out of our community, out of the people that we care about. And they think that if we try to shine our light too bright, you are going to get kicked out. You know, don't do that. They want you to be small. They want you to be safe. So those are some of the common parts that people have. And the trick when these show up in your life is to notice that they're there. Notice you have a skeptic up. Notice that you have an impatient part that's active. Notice when you're judging your neighbor for their lawn decoration. Get curious about why are they responding that way. What's going on inside that's making them upset about what are those pink flamingos that have suddenly sprouted on your neighbor's yard? Notice when you're overthinking something or ruminating. This is also a part. Ask some questions. What's going on? Why am I stuck in this analysis paralysis? What's prompting my intellectualizers to be so active right now? So notice these parts. They are common. Not everybody's is going to look the same. Your life experience will show up differently than my life experience. My critic will look different than your critic. But we all do have common parts. And I'd invite you to let me know what other parts that you've noticed in yourself or others that you think might also be a common part. So I hope you enjoyed the information about common parts that people might have. Drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.